The Youth's Instructor, March 2, 1893, Words to the Young. Children and youth may give their hearts to Jesus, and in simplicity and meekness and wisdom, work after the direction He has given in His Word. Many of the youth repine because they have not ability to do some large work, and they covet talents by which they might do some wonderful things. But while they are spending their time in vain desires, they are making a failure of life. They are overlooking opportunities which they might improve in doing deeds of love in the path of life in which their feet are set. Their fathers and mothers are bearing heavy burdens, and there are many things in the home and out of the home which their active hands might do to lighten these burdens. They might save much weariness to their tired mothers and bring happiness to their spirits by doing deeds of love. Children and youth should be missionaries at home by doing those things that need to be done and that someone must do. Instead of repining that you cannot do great things in some foreign missionary field, improve your opportunities in the home field, and your work will be acceptable to God. You can prove by faithful performance of the little things that seem to you unimportant that you have a true missionary spirit. It is the willingness to do the duties that lie in your path to relieve your overburdened mother that will prove you worthy of being entrusted with larger responsibilities. You do not think that washing dishes is pleasant work, yet you would not like to be denied the privilege of eating food that has been placed on those dishes. Do you think that it is more pleasant work for your mother to do those things than it is for you? Are you willing to leave what you consider a disagreeable task for your careworn mother to do while you play the lady? There is sweeping to be done. There are rugs to take up and shake, and the rooms are to be put in order. And while you are neglecting to do these things, is it consistent for you to desire larger responsibilities? Have you considered how many times mother has to attend to all these household duties while you are excused to attend school or amuse yourself? It is difficult for a loving mother to urge her children to help her when she sees they have no heart in the work, and will frame any and every excuse to get rid of doing a disagreeable task. Children and youth, Christ is looking upon you, and shall He see you neglecting the trust He has put into your hands? If you want to be useful, the opportunity is yours. Your first duty is to help your mother, who has done so much for you. Lift her burdens. Give her pleasant days of rest, for she has had few holidays and very little variety in her life. You have claimed all the pleasure and amusement as your right, but the time has come for you to shed sunshine in the home. Take up your duty. Go right to work. Through your self-denying devotion, give her rest and pleasure. It has been her delight to wait on you, to cook for you, and serve you. She has been as a slave in the home, and now suppose you lift the responsibility and take your turn at the wheel. From the experience of this kind, you will know how to appreciate better your mother's toil, and you will understand how many, many things her hands have had to do. Shall she go into the grave for rest and leave the homely duties to be done by those who have never educated themselves in practical work? Daughters may be a great blessing in the home, a great comfort to their mother, if they will only remember that mother needs change and rest, needs to be relieved in the continuous round of her duties. Her children should seek to bring brightness and love into her life. Let children ask themselves whether or not they have been truly converted to God. Do they feel the same ingratitude to God as they manifest to their mother? Do they neglect their Savior as they neglect their mother? Satan works upon every soul that does not come to Jesus in penitence and faith. Do you belong to the kingdom of Satan? All disobedient ones are his subjects, for his spirit is now working upon the children of disobedience. Oh, that you would now consider the things that make for your peace, and devote your affections, your thoughts, your time, your service to Christ. Satan is concentrating all his energies to bend your will to his, to make you his agent in opposing the plans of Christ, that you may refuse to have Jesus reign over you. Although you know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, Satan may see to entice you into his service. He will seek to draw you away from Christ, that you may become his agent in drawing others away, and thus frustrate the plans of God. He is the father of lies, and he weaves a net of falsehood in which he binds you with cords of lies to his service. The more intelligent you are, the more attractive, the harder he will work, that he may persuade you to lay your talents at his feet and aid him to accomplish his ends in alluring others under his black banner. If he can only keep the mind infatuated, he will do it. Paul inquires, "Who hath bewitched you, that ye should not obey the truth?" Satan is the bewitcher, and he has wrought that Christ may be expelled from the soul, and that he himself may be there enthroned. I beg of you, sons and daughters, to break from the infatuation of the evil one. Flee to Jesus as your refuge, and lay hold upon eternal life. Has not Jesus shown his love for you? How could he give you any stronger evidence of his love than he gave when he died for you on Calvary's cross? He died that you might have power to break with Satan, that you might cast off his hellish shackles and be delivered from his power. Jesus paid your ransom with his own blood, and shall he have died for you in vain? How can you answer in the judgment for your neglect of his great salvation? Oh, that God would open your eyes, that you might see how flimsy are the excuses you now think to present to God. Why have you not responded to his love? Why has he died for you in vain? The Spirit came in childhood and pleaded, "Let me in." But ah, the door was bolted by heedlessness and sin. "Oh, I'm too young," the child cried. "My heart is closed today." Sadly, the Spirit listened, then turned and went his way. Inquire earnestly, "What shall I do to be saved?" The answer is, take Christ for your personal Savior. Give up the pleasures of sin in exchange for heaven and eternal life. What are the few days of selfish gratification that contain not one genuine drop of happiness to the eternity of bliss that awaits the faithful soul? Keep not Christ's love from your soul. Look to the cross of Calvary if you want a tangible proof of his love. Heaven is looking upon you with intense interest to see what you will do. The angels are amazed when you turn with indifference from the blessings that are proffered you. If you refuse to respond to the drawing love of Christ, you will finally grow rebellious and defiant. Youthful friends who have professedly given your hearts to Jesus, you are to be laborers together with God. Great responsibilities have been entrusted to you. Ye are a spectacle to the world, to angels, and to men. Have you enshrined the heavenly truths you have heard in your heart? Have you practiced them in your lives and expressed them in your character? If you are half for Christ and half for the enemy, you are doing better work for Satan than as if you had made no profession of godliness. For your influence upon others is of a most detrimental character. Your love for amusement, your selfish pleasure-seeking, your neglect of the duties that devolve upon a Christian are stumbling blocks to sinners. Some of those who profess to believe as you believe are gathering their ideas of a Christian's obligation by the way in which you conduct yourself. You are following the world's standard, and others are regulating their lives by your unchristlike actions. Shall we not hope and believe that there will be a change in these things? That you will seek the Lord with full purpose of heart and take up your duties in the home and in the church, walking humbly with your God? You will then know what it means to wear the yoke of Christ, which is easy, to lift his burden, which is light, and find rest unto your souls, for there is peace and joy in the Holy Ghost.